Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third, the right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting sixth, the third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Comer reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 1-0, Pilots. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Davis reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Comer scores. It's 3-0, Pilots. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 4-0, Pilots. Don Sechrist now pitching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Pilots. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler misplays the ball. That's an error on Oyler. Ward moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Sechrist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sechrist strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Pilots. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Jim Bouton now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Ward scores. Hermann moves to third. Melton moves to second. Its Pilots, 6, White Sox, 6. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Knupp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Melton scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knupp moves to second. Bob Christian pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian takes first base on ball 4. Knupp moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Knupp scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-6, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos juggles the ball. That's an error on Carlos. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Pilots 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Pilots 6. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Melton strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Pilots 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carlos. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Euler applying the tag. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Comer is hit by the pitch. Dan Osinski now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Harper scores. Comer moves to third. It's 9-8, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McNaghtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Melton, who relays the ball to Aparicio, who tags McNaghtney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Comer scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. 2 outs. It's 10-9, Pilots. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to third for the out. Hermann moves to second. 1 out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Noop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Melton moves to second. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ken Berry. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson misplays the ball. That's an error on Donaldson. Hermann scores. Melton moves to third. Noop moves to second. It's Pilots, 10, White Sox, 10. Woody held pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton scores. Noop scores. Held goes all the way around to score. It's 13-10, White Sox. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Pafletic reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters pinch runs for Don Pafletic. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Peters moves to third. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Pilots 10. The Pilots will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Woody Held now playing center field. Gus Gill pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bob Locker. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Pilots 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing third base. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. John O'Donohue now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Pilots 10. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Seattle Pilots, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.